you come up with an opinion. There is a grain of truth in everything. Even a lie tells you something about the liar.
Probably because I think it takes a certain type of person to tell a certain type of lie.
Very good. I think there's a song title in there.
That does sound quite catchy.
But your next album could be called Something About the Liar. Something like that. Actually, now, if people are listening to Ken this morning, they'll have heard the first play of your new single, but there is an album, so how far, when do these come out? When does the single come? When does the album come?
The single's out on the 1st of March, and then the album's a week later on the 8th.
Do you get nervous? Because what's interesting is you did 3 million albums worldwide, fantastic success with that first record, but that was 2007, and we've moved on, and we bought new records, and the industry's changed, so new record, new single, new album, are you a bit nervous about this?
I am nervous because I've spent so much of my time recently abroad, particularly in places like Germany and Switzerland. I get more used to the culture and the music industry over there, and then it's really strange coming back here again, and you do worry about how people are going to take the next CD, and I've spent so much of my time recently writing these songs and recording them and putting everything into it, and it's just this moment of truth, sitting waiting and hoping that the outcome's going to be a good one.
So what are you writing songs about?
I still write about the same topics, everyday life, really, really simple songs about simple things that anybody can relate to.
Because your life has changed, you see. So, classically, the first record is all about, struggle and poverty and falling in love with your first boyfriend and all that kind of stuff. And then the second album is all about tours and hotel rooms, because your life has, you sell 3 million records, your life has changed.
Yeah, I purposefully didn't really write songs whilst I was on tour, because I didn't want to go down that whole road of writing about venues and things like that. So I waited till I got home, and I've just followed the exact same pattern that I did first time round. I've just seen something that inspires me or heard something and then thought that would make a good song, and then literally wrote it down.
Now, in a moment you're going to be singing live for us, because your band are assembling out in the corridor.
They are, they're outside.
It's a kind of a corridor studio, but it's where we're going to be doing lots of British, Great British Songbook stuff, and you're going to be singing a song for that in a few moments, but your single's coming first. When was the last time you played live?
It was, the last time I played live, I think, was towards the end of September in Germany.
See, that's months ago.
Yeah.
You might have forgotten everything that you ever knew.
I think I'm a little bit rusty.
Oh, yeah. But the gigs are sold out. There's a couple of gigs coming up, and there's no tickets available at all.
Yeah, I'm really excited by that, because, like you said, I've been away for ages, so I could have been consigned to the scrap heap and nobody would be interested, but luckily there's a few people that still want to come to gigs.
I think they definitely are. And you mentioned Switzerland and Germany. You are enormous in Switzerland and Germany. I mean, you have sold bucket loads there.
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre. I think that Germany, Switzerland, Holland, all these kind of places, like, I think there was something in Switzerland that there was this big festival they do, the AVO sessions, and the history of this festival, like 20 years or so, I actually sold my tickets out the quickest out of everyone, like quicker than Elton John and people like that, and it's just really bizarre.
So are you bigger there than you are here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of album sales, I've sold more here, but it's all relative to the size of the country and the population. So in terms of the amount of platinum awards or anything that I've been given, the most amount is Germany and Switzerland, which I think are like 4 times platinum.
Yeah, and then you got nominated for some awards over there.
I won a German Echo, which was just really bizarre. It's like their big Grammys-type awards ceremony, and When I was there, I was in my dressing room, and I had got given a note saying, "To Amy, come and say hello to your fan club," signed by Bono and all of you too.
Do you just want to say that again?
it was just really strange. Like, I didn't expect it yet, so I've got it framed now. And we went in and we spoke to them, and I remember sitting thinking, Bono's pouring me a drink, this is, I've made it.
He's just a tart, he does that.
Exactly.
Now, your first record, was labelled, because Jez always liked to sort of put a label on it, and indie folk was often the category that it was put. Not that you can go into a shop and there's a big indie folk section. Are you happy with it? Would you still describe the new stuff? Is that like that?
I don't know. I think, the new single sounds a lot more rockier, but the rest of the songs in the album, there's really a mixture of everything, really. I mean, the type of music I listen to, I'll listen to anything. I have such a wide variety of musical taste, so I think it's good that there's a bit of everything. And I don't really care about labels. If people need to do that, then that's fine. But I'm very happy.
All right. Well, I'll work with indie folky just for the moment. Well, people will be able to judge for themselves. As I mentioned, the singles played on Ken this morning. We're going to get a live version of "Don't Tell Me That It's Over." What's this about?
It's just about being able to make up your own decisions. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on about all the troubles in the world and global warming and all that kind of thing, and sometimes it can get you down. So this is a song about basically it's not over and we can do something about it, but I think people need to stop preaching and we need to be able to make our own minds up about it without being told by people.
So you're banded down the corridor.
They are, yes.
How long is the introduction to this song?
It is as long as it takes me to walk from here to the end of the corridor.
I don't know if they can they start. Maybe they could start the track now.
Yes.
And can I do
that? Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So who's that starting there?
That's Shannon on keyboards.
So we could test this theory, couldn't we? I mean, how long can you? I think this is called vamping till ready.
Uh-huh.
Are the band quite good at that?
They can be. Yes, they'll vamp until the cows come home.
Okay. Well, you see, they seem to have stopped now. They played some. There you go. Okay, I think you ought to go down the corridor then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Amy takes her headphones off. She leaves the studio. She walks down the corridor. You're going to be able to see film on this online because we've got a new website that is up and running. Amy walks out the door. She walks down the corridor. She turns up in front of a band, and you'll hear her as soon as she's ready.